We're in contact with Doncaster. We're led to believe that we've been given permission by John Ryan. We've got to speak with the manager. But ultimately, I think it'll come down to the player when he gets notification that he's been given permission to join us on loan. I do believe there's other clubs who are interested in the boy. So it might just have caused a sort of chain reaction and maybe a little bit of urgency to one or two of the other teams who are interested in him.
Do you think that could get done before the weekend? What's the time frame?
Well, I'm certainly hoping so. Because if not, it's probably going to be mean that I'm going to have to be registered as a player, and maybe David Flitcroft and maybe Guy Proctor, our fitness coach, whose game is rugby. So, we're really short, and it's not funny. It's quite hair-raising at times when you consider, you know, the very good squad of players that we've got, but majority of them players are in the treatment room.
What's attracted you to him then? Obviously a player that people around here know very well.
Experience, gifted player, you know, knows his job. I won't have to really overcoach him. He'll fit into the way that we play. He's a threat, a creative threat. Very good player for me.
Is he too expensive to buy at this point?
He's too expensive to get in on loan, but that's what we're doing.
And would it be, what, 2 or 3 months to start with?
I think 2 months to start with. I think so. 2 months to start with, that's the plan. And we'll see if we can do anything with respect to possibly extending that.
Do you have alternatives just in case?
We have a list of alternatives, but we haven't been given permission on any of those players.
Right. What about the lad at Man City who I keep hearing about, Jeremy Hellan, the Frenchman? Is there something in that one?
There's not an awful lot in it. He's just one that could be a possibility if we get further injuries down the left-hand side. You know, he's more of a left-back who can play up one. But I want somebody who can play up one who can play left-back.
Right, so for now that's kind of shelved, is it?
It's not shelved. It is, yeah. You know, without being disrespectful, I don't think it's the right word to use, but he's definitely on the radar for if we do incur any problems, predominantly at left-back.
Matty Doan, Palace keep coming back, don't they? They've come back with another offer now, I'm told, a second bid that's been rejected.
It's not a second bid, it's the same bid, and they just phone up and say, are you willing to accept our bid, you know?
Because the deadline's looming, maybe.
The deadline's looming. There'll be a price that if it's met, then I'm sure we'll have a different conversation with the directors and obviously the owner. But that price hasn't been met. We had a meeting yesterday. We all agreed that Matty Doan shouldn't be sold, unless it's a head-turning amount of money. But the money that's on offer, with the sell-on to money that we'd have to pay to Rochdale, it wouldn't be worth doing. And it's not worth doing from a manager's perspective when I'm trying to build a team and including the likes of Matty Doan in that team.
What's he worth?
To me as a manager, worth more than money, a lot more than money. To the squad of players that we've got, he's worth a lot more than money. But money talks.
Okay, you must have a value in your head, though.
Do I have a value? Yeah, I would put a value on Matty Doan at £750,000.
And a Palace way off that?
Way off that.